your small business is booming and ready to expand, you might say something like,
"It's happening!
Booyah!
Yeah! Crushed it."
But if you need someone who can actually help protect your growing business, just say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And just like that, your State Farm agent can help you get the coverage you need for your new space. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tired of listening to the same old playlists or podcasts over and over? Maybe it's time to mix things up. Try something new. Hit explore. Avoid the blah and the boring before you even put your headphones in. Add some fun in the mix. Say yabba dabba doo to a bowl of Pebbles cereal and enjoy by the spoonful. Fruity and cocoa Pebbles cereal. Less blah, more yabba dabba doo. Head to your nearest grocery store to buy Pebbles cereal today. The Flintstones and all related characters and elements. Copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Je suis Marine. So Viktor Orban tweeted in the last few minutes, the Hungarian president, in response to Marine Le Pen's conviction for embezzlement. Elaine Cobb is with me, the CBS correspondent in Paris. Elaine, what more can you tell us about this?
Well, Marine Le Pen's dreams of being the country's next president have been dashed as the courts today barred her from seeking office for the next 5 years. That after she was found guilty of embezzling EU funds, essentially taking public money from European taxpayers and diverting it to pay her National Rally Party staffers. Now, the court also gave her a 4-year prison sentence, 2 years suspended, two of those to be served with an electronic bracelet, and a fine of 100,000 euros. And she says she will appeal her conviction.
What more can you tell us about the nature of the embezzlement?
So this was happening for a period of 10 years between 2004 and 2016. And 20 members of her party were originally charged. In the end, 8 others were found guilty of embezzlement, and they were diverting funds from the pot that all EU MEPs have for staff and claiming that they were paying people working in the European Parliament with them. But when this all came to court, many of those who were supposedly working for her as an MEP or working in Brussels said they'd never been there, that they were working in Paris and could not describe their jobs at the Parliament. And so it was pretty much a shut case, particularly for Marine Le Pen as leader of the party.
Given that, I mean, what has been the nature of her defence?
Well, she denied all the charges, of course, but it's much more now about what happens next, because it's bad enough that she's been found guilty of embezzling public funds. But the fact that she has now been barred from seeking public office for the next 5 years means she cannot run for the presidency in 2027, which she very much wanted to do. She lost the race in 2022, but she got 41% of the vote, which is the highest the National Rally Party or the far right in France has ever got. And so now she is faced with having to step aside and put her own ambitions on hold if she wants the party founded by her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, to win and to go on to the highest office in the land. Everyone's looking at Jordan Bardella, her protege and head of the party at the moment, who is most likely to step into her shoes as the candidate.
And how likely is she, if her appeal is unsuccessful, how likely is she as a character, as an individual, what we know about her, to stand aside and let Bardella at it?
Oh, she has no choice. The appeal will not affect the bar on seeking public office. The appeal could have the effect of overturning the conviction, but that's highly unlikely. It could see her sentence reduced or indeed increased. But at any rate, that bar on seeking public office goes into effect now. And, you know, the wheels of justice grind slowly here. It's unlikely that the appeal would come down in time for her to race in for 2027. So she is out of that race.
So much has happened in the last 12 months that I think people will be surprised when I tell them, remind them rather, that at this time a year ago, Donald Trump was embroiled in God knows how many court battles, including the Stormy Daniels case. I think around this time last year, when he was in court day after day after day. And the perceived wisdom after the fact, Elaine, was that all of that actually played to Trump's strengths and increased his popularity. How is this playing in France amongst supporters of the National Front, for example?
Well, people here understand that the constitutional ban means she is not the woman they can back for the presidency, which is the next big race. And it matters because it's the one they have been aiming for and gradually doing better at. But it was very much her life's work. And so there's a definitely still the feeling that we need to have somebody else in there who will take the party faithful to the Élysée Palace. Jordan Bardella has called for a peaceful protest tonight to show that their followers don't agree with this and think it's wrong. Her lawyer has already said it's undemocratic and scandalous. So she's in a fighting mood, according to her party spokesman. But ultimately, she will be forced to step aside for the presidency at least. She cannot seek any political office. All she can hope to be is, you know, involved in the party and involved in backing Bardella and pushing him forward in the hope that the party can win.
Elaine Cobb, CBS correspondent in Paris. Elaine, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Your small business is booming, you might say,
cha-ching,
but you should say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we'll help your growing business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.